This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was an interview on another public radio program today, which shall remain nameless, but whose initials are Morning Edition, in which Congressman Tim Ryan, Democrat of Ohio, was asked how his party can start, in essence, getting its mojo back. Here's what he said.
Well, I think having an economic message, I think it's figuring out how to rebrand ourselves at the national level.
So we asked Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer what it might look like if the Dems change how they talk about the economy.
It's the economy, stupid. You may remember that as the theme of President Bill Clinton's campaign. Stan Greenberg was Clinton's pollster. He says Democrats have lost that laser-like focus on the economy, and President Obama spent too much time talking about how the economy had improved since the financial crisis, not showing enough concern for those left behind. Greenberg says that really annoyed voters in his focus groups.
They were, like, physically really upset and wanted to attack the moderator, you know, when they would hear about the 200,000 jobs that had been created in the last month.
Greenberg says that's because they knew those jobs didn't pay enough to live on. In an email, the press secretary of the Democratic National Committee told me Democrats are making progress organizing around issues like health care. Consultant Jenny Backus is a former Democratic Party strategist. She says Democrats should reach out to people who would lose out under the Republican replacement for Obamacare.
It's a new generation of people who can speak about the differences between the two parties for people's bottom line.
Senator Sherrod Brown, an Ohio Democrat, recently unveiled a more than 70-page proposal of populist pro-worker ideas that Democrats could use as a blueprint.
The role that government can play in raising wages, direct investment in infrastructure so that people can go to work in jobs that pay a livable, living, good wage.
And Brown says he'd be willing to work with President Trump to accomplish his goals. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.